The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California. Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
Syndicated, baby.
Syndicated.
I'm not going to say it. Who put the sin in syndicated?
I did. That's right. All right. Well, okay. So,
welcome back, everyone.
Yeah.
Sunday night.
For those of you that are not abiding in Southern California, we're having a little bit of weather here. Now, anywhere else, this wouldn't even be noticed. But it's been drizzling in some, and it's been a little windy today. And
a little bit of everything.
So, lightning, yes, and yeah, so it mud
took,
flow.
Yeah,
and
it took me 9.5 hours to get here today.
Yeah, I left yesterday.
I drove up from
Never
Laguna
be the first
Beach.
Liar.
I drove up from Laguna Beach on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And I got rained on, and like we say in the motorcycle world, it's all fun and games until the lightning starts. And I know you were out hiking.
Yeah,
too,
boy. So.
Well, nothing like feeling like a target, the most conspicuous thing on the hillside.
Well, yeah. Last week I was up hiking, doing, you know, my 5 miles I do every day. And we're going to get into that a little bit because Norco just made the local news.
While we were speaking.
Boy, yeah, as I was telling these guys the story about, the, you know, just about the exact same thing happened to me in just about the same exact place. So I'm just kind of wondering. But anyway, I'm walking uphill, and the lightning is going at about a 30-second per, and it's a bright light at an almost immediately. So it was really close.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm walking. I got my 357 stainless strapped to my, you know, my belly.
Nice metal lightning rod.
I got this big old aluminum jug of water that I'm carrying.
Waving around with golf clubs.
I got my cell phone. I got my rap farts. That's, I don't think the heavy stuff is coming down to
later. Come down for quite a while.
Anyway, so it's been interesting. This has been a fun beginning of spring out here.
All the people in North Dakota are peeling their shirts off right now in solidarity for how tough our winter is. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it got down to like 56 a couple of times.
I mean, come on.
People are having to wear socks
and
everything, Crocs,
right?
And I'm putting a sweatshirt on over their shorts.
Ugh. And at least two people have felt raindrops within 100 yards of my house. Damn it. I can't have this.
I'm building an ark.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the only reason to live here is the weather.
Yeah. We pay a lot to live here.
It's a premium you got to pay. Yeah. You live in California.
Well, anyway, so as some of you know that have been listening to the show for a while, a couple of weeks ago, we had Sheriff Chad Bianco, Sheriff of Riverside County, on. Yep. And I was telling him how unpleasant it's becoming in the city of Norco with the people, way people are driving. And now we've had a woman assaulted by a guy who was speeding through her neighborhood. I don't know the whole thing. I was on Facebook looking at it, and then it popped on here on the news channel.
Let me get this straight. She was filming some guy who was exceeding the speed limit,
that's
right?
That's apparently what it looks like, yeah. Or wait a minute. I think we have to say allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
And the guy got out and allegedly punched a woman on videotape.
And as you're telling us the story, up pops this woman
with
a shiner
TV
on her left eye. And I said, wow, that looks just like the – and it was.
Yeah, and
by the way, don't hit girls if you can help it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, just don't do it.
There's just
you will get a response.
I don't care, you know, if she came off as the biggest Karen in the world. You just get back in your car, roll up the window, and drive.
And here's an idea: follow the speed limit. I know, crazy,
weird.
Not in Norco, not anymore. Yeah, 25 miles an hour on these little side streets. 60 miles an hour.
But there's horses and kids walking. And
it's residential anyway.
Let me tell you, as a horse owner, I haven't gone riding in a while because of the rain and everything, but It scares the heck out of you. I mean, a guy goes by, especially the guys that go by with the trailers attached, and they're, you know, bouncing around going 50 miles an hour down a 25.
And these aren't straightaways either.
No, and you know, horses have no idea that a trailer's coming. They just hear something really big, loud, and scary coming really fast. And
they start.
And the next thing you know, you're over a fence upside down in a... You know, in somebody's water bucket. Guys need to slow down. Anyway,
yes.
This is a gun show.
It is.
Yeah, and that's
fun
all we talk
it.
About here. Is
fun with guns,
fun
the
with
weather.
Guns. Yeah, and whatever the hell I want to talk about. It's my show, and if you don't like it, I don't care. What do you think of them apples, Chuck?
Get your own show and pointedly not talk about these things.
That's right. That's right. But May 19th is already coming up on us.
Are you kidding? You know, every time you finish one of these auctions, we always say the same thing. Oh, man, it's months and months and months away, and all of a sudden it's tomorrow.
And then we blink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So May 19th is our next one. Any questions you got, go to gunslingerauctions.com, just like the guy in the commercial says, gunslingerauctions.com. And
arts.
Right?
Arts.
Yeah, boy. So... We the catalog is done. Blakester is still catching
finishing
up with the pictures, and then we got to crop them. We're not going to put the catalog up till the 19th of next month because you put it up too early, and people will forget about you. So we put it up.
Can you give us a couple of previews?
Man, this is a really eclectic auction. We've got some of the wildest stuff. You ever seen a baby Nambu?
You know what? I have seen one in a museum. It's as close as I've gotten to it.
Okay, we've got
one. Those are kind of cute.
We've got one. You ready for this? In its original holster.
Gooey.
Right? I mean, and the holster and gun are in about 98%.
Jeez.
Yep. And we've got the Papa Nambu. I think we've got, what's the other one? Is it a mama or a grandpa? Or am I getting this confused with A&W Burgers
cousin.
Now? yeah, we get the second cousin Nambu.
Uncle Charlie Nambu.
Yeah.
But there's baby Nambu.
Uncle Joe. Mean, he's moving kind of slow. In a Nambu.
But if it's
I've completely lost control here. I don't know. Sorry, Kevin.
If it's already wet in your whistle, remember, you can always go to the shop and kind of check out a preview of what's coming
We've
up.
Got everything out right now for viewing. So anything you want to see, you can see it prior to the auction by a month and a half or however long we are away, 2 months away. Come on in. We're at 1740 West La Vida. Now, September is booking up fast. If you got stuff you want to sell, get it in quick. I was there. I had to go in this morning to do some paperwork, stuff that didn't get done yesterday. So I spent about 45 minutes there this morning. And I'm looking around, and it's just like, man, we got a lot of stuff in here already. So we're already starting the September catalog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have to, because once that goes up, you're going to already be working on December.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, and, December.
Yeah, and the February auction is pretty much all done and said now. So, so if you come in, it's not, as RJ can attest, it was a little bit crazy in there for a while. It's calmed down considerable. So, okay. Richard's been waiting patiently. Oh. Let's get to Richard.
Kickstart this show.
At the airport, you bet. Richard, how are you, sir?
Good evening, you very wet gunslingers.
At least moist.
Yeah. What can we do for you tonight?
Okay, you know that TV show, Wanted Dead or Alive?
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, what is the deal with his...
that atrocity of a firearm that he used.
Oh, you got to take this one, Jeff.
What
do you want to know?
Josh Randall, a.k.a. Steve McQueen, used what's called a mare's leg. This is an abomination. This is a model 1892 Winchester where they cut the barrel off to about 12 inches. They cut the stock off to be a pistol grip. They put the big John Wayne, a.k.a.
big
Chuck
loop.
Connors loop on it, and then they outfitted him with 45-70 rounds that would never work
but
in that gun.
Work
talk
in
about
gun.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, so it was an absolute disaster area.
Every Western of the period had to have some sort of special sword.
Yeah.
This is King Arthur's sword, Excalibur,
exactly.
Or else every meta-narrative has this instrument of power, and that was his. The problem with that one was it was really silly.
Yeah.
You couldn't use it with one hand, which is one of the advantages if you're on horseback, for example, of a handgun.
Yeah.
Everything
about it didn't make sense.
It's just an atrocity, but, you know, it is what it is. It was TV in late 50s, early 60s, and it, like Mark said, everybody had to, you know, the Wyatt Earp show, he had the big long...
The bunt line. Rifleman had the little screw through the levers so he could fire it almost as fast as...
There was just a bunch of silliness going on in the 50s, and everybody was looking for their own brand.
Gimmick. I need a gimmick.
That's the brand.
Yeah. All right, Richard, you got a joke for us tonight?
Yeah, this guy went to hold up a really nice, well-dressed gentleman. He was just really out there, and he pulled the gun on him and said, "Give me all your money." And the guy said, "Do you know who I am? I'm a congressman." And the outlaw said, "In that case, give me all my money.
Yeah, I saw that guy. All right, Richard.
I like it.
We'll talk to you later.
We'll see you next Easter.
Okay, take care.
Yeah.
Okay, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
That's syndicated, baby. We'll be back with Rick from the CRPA, and this is a live show. Give us a call.
866-870-5752.
We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, we will.
To feel you. Hey, it's Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shop and Auctions. I believe in America, and I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe it's every American's right to protect themselves and their family. I also believe in gun safety and getting the best possible advice on firearms. So if you want to buy or sell pistols or rifles, ammo, and supplies, GunslingerAuctions.com is the place to go. My staff and I have decades of experience and knowledge. We'll give you great advice on your firearms and informed insights on what firearms to purchase. Plus, Gunslinger's has huge gun auction several times a year. Our next auction is May 19th, where you can bid on outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. Go to Gunslinger Auctions to learn more or call me at 714-939-1172 for location, hours, directions, videos, past Gunslinger show programs, info on firearms, ammo, and our next big auction on May 19th. Go to GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Once more, Gunslinger Auctions. Auctions.com.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one way for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone.
I don't remember the words either.
My
own. Oh, man, it must be on 20 seconds.
Yeah. Keep us on the time.
Amy, what you want to do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Rick's probably throwing up on the other line. Let's get to Rick. How are you?
Wow.
Hey, I resemble everybody.
You're welcome.
What's going on? Hey, we don't have any reverb here, so just, you know, back off, Jack.
You got two professionals here and me, so yeah. Hey, you're welcome.
What's going on, Rick?
Actually, I thought you were doing pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah, good. Nice try. Anyway, what's happening?
Okay. So, we're coming up on the about a little over a week out before we'll be having the big showdown in the Capitol. April 2nd is where the future for all of us as gun owners, what we're calling at CRPA, Every Gun, Every Gun Owner, because both 1160, the annual firearms registration, and the 1253, which is the wonderful world of your firearm safety certificate, are both going to hit on the same day. Oh. And those coupled with three other bills are part of the bill package that they're trying to get to set us up for confiscation. So that's the big things coming up. And then outside of that, everything else that we're doing is we've now got 7 different range conventions going on throughout the state to help ranges prepare as we continue to put pressure on some other bills. And then we have some fights both with the Department of Fish and Wildlife and also defending training your dogs and being able to have dogs. So, you know, other than that, it's been a really fun week.
Yeah. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, what'd you think of that play? Yeah. Yeah, oh, so, man.
But here, the good news was I had a chance to go up to Ventura this last weekend. We had a chapter up there that I'm going to brag on. Our Ventura chapter is just incredible. A lot of the people in there have had to go through some pretty hard times with health and stuff, and they've rallied. They had over 34 different politicians before the primary come into their chapter to speak about where they stand on the Second Amendment. And that's impressive because that's huge. But what was even more impressive is that their 500 members, they have been sending people to meet with the opposition in the Assembly and the Senate to show them that we don't fit the stereotype that they do. And they actually sat down with Jackie Irwin, and she's one tough customer, and she heard them out, was very polite, and I got to hear the reverberation of that in the Capitol. And she said, like, wow, your people in Ventura are really polite, and they made their point in a very professional way. So we gave them an award for being our outstanding legislative chapter for the last year, and well-deserved.
Oh, yeah. That's the model for the rest of the chapters.
Yeah.
Right. Good to hear.
And this is what we need to do,
positive
guys.
Positive news.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And then I'm excited because I get to see you tomorrow.
Hey. Absolutely. Well, yeah, explain again what's happening tomorrow at Gunslingers in Orange.
Yeah, so we're bringing in Joel Persinger, who is known on YouTube for being Gun Guy TV.
Yeah.
And so we're going to come down there because Joel and I were having a conversation when he said to me, it'd be really cool to see some antique guns sometimes because he's usually firing off like newer stuff. And I said, really? And he's like, yeah, what would you do? Well, just be fun to kind of geek out with somebody that really knew their stuff. And I said, I have just to geek. I mean,
hey. I know a guy.
Yeah. And so that's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah. Should be fun.
That'll be fun. Real cool.
Yeah, I got a couple picked up.
He gets a lot of people viewing his videos. I just did one with him, and we hit over 250,000. So, you know, I'm not saying that's what you're going to get, but you're probably going to get at least six digits. So.
Well, I was going to say, I got to get 251,000 just to beat you.
Well, hey, you're better looking than I am.
This is going to be a competition.
Hey, Rick, what's going on with July 1st? Any, because this new tax
law.
Okay,
so, yeah, I got asked that. That's funny. I got asked that in Ventura. So here's where we're literally at on cases. There's two things going on. A lot of people are getting really kind of nervous, and I want to explain some. So, one, Duncan is the case that's holding every other 2A case up in the country because, as we all know, Duncan went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court sent it right back down after Bruin and said, get real, Ninth Circuit. We just told you how to look at this, so, like, handle it. Of course, the Ninth Circuit kicked it all the way back down to Judge Benitez. He kicked it all the way back up with an extensive addendum added to it. Just telling them how stupid they were being. And so now it's on its way back up to the Supreme Court. So every other case, we're now waiting on the Supreme Court to pick up Duncan, rule on Duncan, because that's going to make everything fly. Good news, we should win that, unless something drastically happens to the Supreme Court that would change the way they're doing things, but we should win that. And what will happen then is we'll have a lot of cases that will flip in the correct direction very rapidly, and I guarantee you, the left-held media will try to blame it all on one case, Duncan. And it's not. It's just going to be Duncan's going to set the rule under Bruin, and then it will go.
And for those that don't know, Duncan is the so-called high-cap mag.
Standard capacity
mag. Standard capacity mag.
We can't have. Instead, we get the California Donut magazine. But anyways. And then the other issue is with last year having Assembly Bill 28, the 11% excise tax go through. We cannot sue until there's a harm.
Right.
And so none of us have paid a tax yet, so there's no harm. Once July 1st hits, then yes, we're ready to launch, but we can't launch until July 1st. So everybody's like, are we doing anything? Yeah, we've done everything we can. Now we have to wait.
Okay. And the other one that's really stuck in my craw is probably the most illegal thing I've ever heard in my life is this recording going on in all gun shops. What's going on with that? For those that don't know, gun shops now have to record you when you come into their store, and we have to save this forever, you know, taking up miles of
storage space.
Yeah, storage space and computers and so on. It is just an absolute abomination. It's a sneak and peek warrant without a warrant. And
there's already a lawsuit on it. National Shooting Sports is picking up the tab on that one. So credit goes to them,
mm-hmm.
which made sense because they're supposed to be the ones that are guarding over the FFLs. And so we are, of course, on that as a joint plaintiff, but they're the ones in the lead on that case.
Okay. Isn't it supposed to be sitting on a judge's desk at this point?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we're just waiting. I mean,
yep. It's a beautiful world of waiting.
Like, I know. It's so frustrating to have to sit and wait.
And to help you guys out, most FFLs, there are several FFLs that are, I don't know what the proper term is. I would call them in-home FFLs or kitchen table FFLs.
Right.
I've
mm-hmm.
heard all sorts of different terms. I don't know mm-hmm. what's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I know one of the people lives in a very well-traveled community. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say outside of the courtroom, but the wife is a nurse practitioner who mm-hmm. also practices out of that same home. And so there's a huge conflict in that, which I'm hoping the judge will look at, because having those recordings would, in my mind, be a HIPAA violation.
Absolutely. Wow. Yep.
Well, at the very least, every part of this bill is a violation.
Absolutely.
But that's not the only ones. We have a couple people. This is going to be funny, but we have a couple people that are in ministries, so there's a violation there. There's a couple people that, you know, part of their job is they're in mental health, and so they're like, that can't be recorded because that's, you know, client yeah. confidentiality. So,
and the whole yeah. point of this law was to try and prevent or stop what they call straw purchasing,
yes.
meaning a guy buying a gun for a bad guy to give it to him later on. Yet the left all over the country is allowing felons and illegals and everybody else to now own firearms.
Can we talk about that chain of events for just a moment?
Well, Rick, what do you got on that?
Well, this is one of the frustrations. We're all looking at it. The Second Amendment Law Center that Chuck Michelle, who's our volunteer president, runs, is now looking at that because there's a couple of different issues. The issue of illegal aliens being able to have firearms. Now you set up two different standards.
Yes,
now
you have.
Like, oh. And that really, like, oh, so citizens are getting in all this trouble, and now you're going to say, what? And then that even goes to you know, undocumented people being able to be in law enforcement or security jobs. It's kind of like there's some real issues.
There's your chain of events. If you're going to do that, then you're going to have to allow them to carry firearms. And if you're going to have to allow them to carry firearms, then it's going to have to be okay for yeah. them to carry firearms.
And exactly how are they going to do a background check on somebody that has zero background?
Right.
Right.
There's your two standards.
Right. This is the whole thing. And, you know, background check on people from foreign countries, even under the best of circumstances, takes time.
Mm.
You know, it's not going to be like, you know, I always tell people it's really sad when you can go to Arizona, Montana, anywhere else, and they run a driver's license. You watch somebody, like I did in Maine, walk out 15 minutes later with a firearm because they were already cleared.
Yep.
They already filled out the 4473, and there's nothing in the FBI database or the state database that says they're bad. Yet here, 10, 20, 30, 45 days, sometimes longer. You know, it's just sad.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Rick? We're coming up on a break. Can you hang on for a minute and we'll
sure.
finish this
yeah.
in the next? Okay, cool.
Yeah, we have to.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thanks. Guys, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
That syndicated network.
You wind up.
One of these days he's going to get that right. What song is this?
Should I say syndicated? Is that
yeah.
what you want me?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Oh, I love this song. Brian Setzer at his yep. absolute best. All right, guys, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Syndicated Network.
Or something like that. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'll get it.
Called Tobacco Road.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Rusty Shack.
All right, we better get back to Rick. I could do that song all night. Welcome back, everybody, and let's continue with Rick. And where were we, Rick? Because we've talked about 40 different things since I saw you last year.
Now, we were talking about, you know, when somebody enters the United States illegally,
mm-hmm.
technically that's a criminal offense. We don't prosecute most of the time anymore in this country. Mm. But basically because we had a judge in, I believe it was Illinois.
It was Illinois.
Who said, hey, you know what? I'm going to make fun of Bruin. And so since I can't find anything in the Old West or anything else that said you can't bring a firearm in, I'm going to say, okay, well, you can do it. I think there's some issues with that. I mean, there are some areas that people from foreign areas were not allowed to bring guns in the Old West. So I don't think she did her case, and I think you're going to see that when it gets appealed. You're going to see that get overturned, and she's going to be schooled on some of her history that she got wrong. But also, this was designed, I think, on purpose by the far left and some of the justices with it, because what they want to set up is an incident where somebody who could legally have a gun because they made it legally does something wrong. And we know that a lot of people that come to this country are not coming here with good intent.
Not model citizens.
You know, and they didn't apply to come here the correct way. They ran across the border. Do I understand, you know, to anybody listening, that there are some people that was the only option? Yeah, but, you know, it's one thing that, hey, I'm running across the border because I came from Mexico. It's another one that I took a multitude of flights to get to Mexico to enter because I came from some other part of the world, and I have a criminal background, and there's plenty of those, too.
Yeah.
And so this ruling doesn't separate the differences.
Yep.
And so now you got somebody coming in and says, yeah, I can have a gun. You're basically hand-tying law enforcement that they can't do anything. They can't add that on. And yet, if we go down and buy a firearm without an FSC, as they're saying, without all this. So, yeah, these are all questions I'm going to bring up on April 2nd. I'm going to say, so how does this work with, you know, illegal immigrants?
Yeah.
Good.
When an American runs away as a fugitive from here, we track them down. We try to extradite them back into the states and everything. If we gain these people, felons and illegals here, we try to keep them for ourselves for some reason.
Why would you want that? Can I say the judge's name was Sharon Coleman, district judge in Illinois, and this was a Barack Obama appointee.
And a perfect, perfect case for disbarment.
Right there. Oh.
Hey.
Stupid Constitution, always getting in the way.
All right. Well, Greg?
Yeah, you know, you have several people, too, and I want to say this, too. You know, if you enter here illegally and they do send you home, doesn't happen to everybody, but they do send you home because they find things that make you they're not going to allow you to stay, and you do it again, that's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a crime we prosecute. And again, this judge made no clarifications, and that's one of the things I go all the time in the Capitol. Words have meaning, and you have to define the terms, because otherwise, you know, the quote Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. You had people, every social economic class, thinking he was talking about the other guy. He never said anything. That term has zero meaning for anybody. Mm. But everybody's like, yeah, he's right. It's the economy. So let's not be stupid. Vote for him.
Yeah.
What did he promise? Nothing. Well, I look at people and say, you got to really look at definitions. And a lot of the definitions this judge and some other judges have thrown out, it's clear they're trying to water down Bruin. Yeah. And that's why we got to get Duncan a couple of things through to fight back. But this is just more dirty tricks like we're seeing on our own Capitol.
Yeah. And anybody watching the news lately see what happened in Russia?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
And the stuff that's coming over the border.
Uh-huh. A lot of military-age males.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
From all kinds of countries that we don't necessarily care for.
Nope. And they can't get their hands on guns legally. Now you're saying they can, at least in this country.
Just brilliant. Just a brilliant judge. All right, Rick, anybody wants to get a hold of you, donate their time, their money, join, how do they get a hold of you?
Join us at crpa.org. Donate at crpa.org. And if you have a question, reach out and just put my name in the tagline for contact at crpa.org, and we'll get back to you.
You know, Rick, one last thing. We had a question the other week about CRPA type of organizations out of California. We want them to come to you anyway, even if they're out of our state and all that, but you gave a website for additional resources to find like CRPAs.
Okay, so there's the Second Amendment Law Center, which is 2ALC.org. That's where they should go for things of that nature. But, Jimmy, yeah, we're having a lot of those people come to us. We're getting ready to make an announcement, but we're not quite there yet. But, there's a lot of different states coming together to work together.
Wonderful. Love to hear that.
That's important. The more organized we are, the more powerful we are.
And I spent, as I think I told Jeff earlier, I spent an hour with the legislature out of Colorado, because they're now facing the same thing as we did with 28 the excise tax bill and bringing them up to speed. So,
thank you so much again.
Real quick, I was at the CRPA meeting, the San Fernando CRPA meeting. This is a relatively new chapter, and I want you to know there's a lot of appreciation for your presence on this show.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate being able to be on this show, and I appreciate everything that the three of you do.
All right.
Bless you guys.
God Rick,
you.
We'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
Cool time.
Talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Thinking about running down tomorrow.
Come on down.
I can finish up those cabinets later.
There you go. Okay, so phone lines are open. What's the number, Jim?
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
One more time.
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
All right. Now, I would be remiss to mention two things. Number one, my little baby granddaughter's watching right now.
Oh, yay.
So little Amelia, who is over at my house today, who actually finally smiled while sitting in my lap.
Oh,
she's a very rewarding. Stern little 10-month-old. She's going to be 10 months here in a couple of days.
Jeez, how fast.
The 28th, I think, yeah. Because May 28th, our auction last year, that was the day she was born. So, little Amelia, how are you?
Hi, baby.
And then, of course, last week's show.
Okay. Yeah,
last week's show, I probably got about 150 thank you emails to us for having Leon on and to Leon for being on. Absolutely home run show. It was so much fun. And I talked with Leon yesterday, and it looks like we are clear for Father's Day.
Oh, wonderful.
The Motor Slingers, man. They ride again.
Motor Slingers. We're going to do it again. And hopefully we get some fun phone calls. I talked to Leon about a few folks that we're going to try and get to call in that, you know, we're longtime friends of his and so on and so forth. And so hopefully we get that going. It's just so much fun to watch a man in his true element.
Oh, man.
And you know, because Leon's like, oh, I feel bad because we got so many car questions. It's like, Leon, you turn my mic off. I don't care.
This is all for you.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We're doing this because I was such a fan of your show and still, a big fan of you. I don't care about, you know, if people call and got questions, that's fine. But we're here.
We're going to be here 52 weeks. We're gonna be
And so every now and again, we got to give the man his dues and let him loose.
No matter how many times I see him, I still get a little starstruck. I'm just like, you're a legend. Like I start blushing right next to him and stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like a little boy.
Yeah. Well, same here. Every Sunday morning, for years and years and years, I've told this story 100 times. I'm going to baseball and
listening.
Always early, and you know, you sit there and I'm half hour early. What am I? Oh, Leon's coming on.
Hey.
And I click over, and I always pictured him sitting in a chair in like mechanics overalls, you know. And then when I finally met him, I'm like, he's wearing shorts and he just got out of a Mercedes.
Impeccably dressed. Right?
Yeah. But other than that, everything you hear on Leon, that's him.
He's such a gentleman.
He's truly the nicest.
God bless
human
you,
being
Leon. And
meet.
George. Thank you so much, George.
Cool.
Get your aviation questions ready for George when he's here.
The cross pollination between firearms, very cool, right? Mm-hmm. But cars, airplanes, boats, motorcycles. I mean, all of this stuff kind of weaves together. It was a great show. I was listening driving back in, and it was just a great show just to listen to. I was all fired up.
Dude smoothie. Have that's back. What it was.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Bummer we didn't have all three of us because we could have done Man Cave.
Man Cave.
Man Cave.
Weekend.
Whatever the hell.
The time.
Oh, man. It was a lot of fun. I can't wait to do it again. This should be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to
Let's do firearms show.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we can do it.
Let's get to Linda in Burbank.
Easy talk.
Linda, how are you? I think we kind of covered your question, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that you and Rick stole my thunder, but that's okay. But
well,
in addition to what you and Rick said, it was an Obama judge that ruled, he said that illegal to carry a firearm. They have no right to carry a firearm. They don't even have a right to be here.
No, they don't.
Impossible to fill out a 4473.
Yeah, every bit of it is an impossibility.
Yes.
And again, this is a perfect example of a judge that should be thrown out of her office.
Don't bother me with the law. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. You're charged of adjudicating the law.
Yeah. So, anyway, Linda, as always, thanks for the call. And okay, that opens up every line. Where are you guys asleep on us?
I know what's going on. We're having too much fun on this. Yeah, that's what's going on.
Give it a number.
At 866-870-5752. One more time. 866-870-5752.
Okay, you got gun questions. You got firearm questions of any kind. You got paperwork questions. You got
auction questions.
Yeah, ladies, we love when the ladies call. That's for Leon. If you know you're afraid to go into a gun shop, so you want to ask questions. You know, I'll give you a kind of a running start on what you want to ask.
Absolutely.
And believe me, if you go in with the stuff that I tell you to ask, you'll blow the guys behind the counter away, and they will treat you with much respect.
Absolutely.
That stuff matters. Hey, well, if while we're waiting for the
little calls, Amelia's watching.
Hey, little baby.
While we're waiting for that, I want to talk about carbines. Talk about 9mm carbines. What are you liking these? There's a bunch of really good new stuff starting to come into California.
Yeah, there is.
And what are you liking right now? Do you like the AR platform?
I do.
Like the PC9?
I like the PC9 just fine, but it's for what you're talking about, like the PCC matches.
Honestly, for anything. There's a lot of crossover now.
The Ruger, being a takedown, makes me a little nervous as far as competing with it.
Because accuracy issues?
Yeah, accuracy issues. And let's face it, how many times have you seen a 97 come apart on the range?
I'd rather not discuss that.
Exactly. And so me too. I would hate to see that happen with a Ruger.
Ooh.
So I do like the AR platform in 9mm. I've got a few of them. Absolutely love them.
You have a favorite? I know there's a bunch of good stuff out there.
Yeah, you know, it's really hard. I have a SIG in 9mm.
The SIG is well regarded. I know.
Yeah, and it's awful hard to get away from that one. Oh, I hear a little bit of Lizard King going. I guess it's time for a break.
We can pick that thread up.
Yeah, we'll get back.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a call, guys, quick.
866-870-5752.
You're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Syndicated Radio Network.
That's the one. We'll be right back.
Has wisdom and knows what to do.
Hey, Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shops here. If you want to buy, sell, or trade a firearm, come to GunslingerAuctions.com to learn how. We've got fantastic selections on pistols, rifles, high-tech, and military firearms, plus skeet, trap, holsters, ammo by the box, reloading supplies, laser sights, and all the extras you need. If you have a gun collection and you'd like to sell for a big profit, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Our staff has decades of experience in appraisals, consignments, antiques, and more, with honesty and unmatched customer service. Our next auction is on May 19th, where you can bid on over 700 outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. So if you're buying, selling, or trading a firearm or entire collection, go to GunslingerAuctions.com or give me a call, 714-939-1172. To learn more about our huge gun auction May 19th, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. A-N. Boy. Welcome back, everybody, to the Gunslinger Show right here on
the Gunslinger Syndicated Radio Network.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
We worked it. We earned it. We deserve it.
You do deserve it.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so back to
9mm carbines.
Yeah, PCCs. Yeah.
PCCs. So we ran a bunch of those things head-to-head, and I think the game has changed a little bit since we ran that episode. But you're liking anything with – I know they do some things that are not straight blowback, because when you have a straight blowback weapon, typically it's held in place by the weight of the bolt. So you're going to have this big old ka-chunk when that starts moving. That's going to compromise your accuracy. You're a fan of the delayed roller blowbacks or whatever else, whatever kind of magic they are using to soften the recoil?
I'm a fan of the old KISS method.
One of the nice things about a straight blowback weapon is bang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get them dirty, they run. Get them wet, they run. Get them cold, they run.
Because, you know,
hot.
I am physically allergic to cleaning guns.
That's going to dovetail nicely. We have a question from Dave Van Buren, who wanted to know, I still want to talk about the Streborg because they're making a 45 now. They're making a 45 and a 10 millimeter.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And these very AR-like. Anyway, very, very cool. But Dave Van Buren wanted to know, how often should you break down – when he says break down and clean, I think he meant you break down and clean.
Mental breakdown.
A CCW weapon.
Honestly, I think I mentioned Mr. Murphy, a frequent guest, gave me my CCW renewal class a week or so ago. And – when we went out to the range, you know, I had my gun on my head, and I'm pulling lint out of it. And he just looked at me like, dude.
Was it the SIG or the...
it was, my 365. And
great gun.
Yeah, it is a great gun. I tell you what, though, the XL, boy, did I shoot that. Just lights out.
I have an XL, and I cannot believe how good that little thing is.
Man, that is just a fantastic gun. Somebody was texting me yesterday. I can't think who it was. Oh, you know who it was? It was Lance.
Hey.
Asking about, you know, what would be a good CCW gun.
I don't think there's a better choice.
Yeah, 365 XL just shoots lights out. Absolutely.
It is usually wonderful. The width of a CCW weapon that betrays, not the length. And this thing's just a little bit long. The ones that are legal in California are a little bit abbreviated. I mean, it's a good tiny little gun.
And
but
Bill has got a staccato on his hip. Okay, now, this is a full-size 1911 and 9mm, and it's one of the finest shooting guns. This is one of the few high-end holy cow guns that I do not have, and it's killing me that I don't have one yet. And, you know,
there are hoops.
Yeah, he's shooting at 50 yards at a target, and so it's like, you know me, oh, if you can do it, oh. And so, you know, we're getting out the measuring tape to see which one's longer. And I'm shooting at the same target with my little SIG 365, and it just wasn't getting it done. So
it's that kind of no comparison. But for its intended purpose, which is a 0 to 15-yard firearm tops, boy.
And when we did move forward to the platform that I was supposed to shoot, I did just fine with it. You know, it was two in the chest, one in the head, and the head is only maybe the size of a grapefruit, and this was at 15 yards. I had no problem with it there, but at 50 yards, I was, I think out of the 10 rounds, I think I hit it twice.
Bit of a reach.
Let me ask another question then. How do you feel about optics on a carry gun?
I don't have an issue with them, but there's two problems. Number one, some counties will not allow them. Mm-hmm.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah,
so that's
I don't think Riverside County allows them. And then two, you better have the ones that go on automatically.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you think you're going to be fishing around. Wait, I didn't go yet.
Hang on. Yeah,
my battery.
Yeah, same old story. Be with you in just a minute.
It takes it's taking me a while. I'm starting to use them more and more, and it's taken me a while to adjust to them. I recognize they're faster, but you have to find that little screen. You got to get the little.
Once you get the hang of it.
It's definitely faster.
When Scott and I go, a lot of his stuff has the red dots. And at first I'm like, no, and I'm shooting through the little screen using the iron sight. And, you know, and I'm hitting fine, but then I start going, hey, you know.
Matt, you just get that dot on it and squeeze.
Yeah, and boy.
You don't have to align the front and rear sights.
Now, you know, the spot that he and I shoot at when we go out to West End, it's to the back berm, it's 50 yards right on the button. And we do throw the clay birds out, and, you know, I plink them off with my Model 41 Smith 22, and I couldn't hit. I was not getting close with the red dot. Now, I pulled out my Wilson Combat 45, and I went ping, 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 three in a row with iron sights. So
there's some moving parts to that, though. Who was it dialed in for? You know, no two people see the sight.
Yeah. Exactly, and I completely understand that. And me being a lefty, or handicapped, as Bill put it.
He's really busting your chops, isn't he?
Every chance he got.
I hope you pulled out a 380. Yeah.
Come shoot with me, radio boy. Yeah, it was fun, and yeah, my ass hurt a little bit when I left.
Just a bit.
But he did say that, you know, he was proud of the way that I shot, because I can handle
you got some skills.
That's a nice pat on the back.
You
right
got
there.
Some skills.
So he was happy with that. And then, I had to sit through this, like, I think it was a 45-minute video of psychology or something. This is a California thing you have to watch. Oh. And, oh, my goodness. Couldn't been paint drying would have been
far more
interesting with no subtitles, just paint drying
there
literally would have been better and probably easier to understand. All right, let's get to Don in Culver City. Don, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Two things. What do you think about the Henry Homesteader, which I understand could take a Glock mag?
I'm intrigued by that.
I haven't seen one yet.
It's a PC carbine. Mm-hmm. It's a one piece. It's wood stocked. It looks good. It's getting very generally positive reviews, and it does take Glock mags.
Okay. Well, everything takes Glock mags. Well,
everything.
Glock mags have a built-in problem, though. The way they funnel towards the top, you can't feed the way that a typical double stack magazine would. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, if you try to have a lock open feature, the Glock magazines won't reliably lock open. That's a pretty small diss for an otherwise really good product.
Yeah,
I have a PC, Ruger PC9, which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And my other question is, when you have your single action shooting competition, like was in Phoenix several weeks ago, and these guys are coming in from Europe, how do they get their firearms and their special ammunition into the country without going through whatever hell to get it in?
Very, very careful. We are.
All right. Europeans are fairly tightly constricted when it comes to firearms, not only by their governments, but also by the airlines.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, it has gotten really kind of hard. Now, you're allowed 11 pounds of ammunition. And if you're shooting a major match, you're going to be shooting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rounds. Jeez. That's going to get eaten up pretty quickly. So most of the ones that I know either will source their ammunition locally or they will bring the 240 rounds that they are going to use carefully curated and get around it like that.
Some of them leave them here all year.
And that's honestly, for many of them, that is the easiest way, which is to find a storage locker.
The firearms, getting the minimum two pistols.
Yeah,
two pistols, a rifle, and shotgun.
Yep.
They can own them unless they're Dutch, which is a fun story, which we'll talk about. They can get them over here. Typically, it costs about $250 just in airline fees to get them in and back out. So you have to add that to the cost of your vacation.
And then there's always the possibility of you going this way and you're...
It has happened to me. By the way, when I went over to Europe, it was 10 years ago now, but the last time I went over, I did lose all of my firearms, and they were never recovered.
Yeah. Well,
and they were lost in the United States.
Here's a name from the way back, Dead Eye Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
She went to somewhere and flew, and her guns went somewhere else and never were recovered. So,
wow.
Probably didn't make the DOJ in here very unhappy.
Oh, imagine the Euros!
I'm sure they were right on top of it trying to get them back.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Right after they smoked that big stogie.
Last time I went, which is just last summer, I borrowed firearms.
Yeah.
And you get what you get, but it was a whole lot easier than having to carry that big gun case and get past customs.
I remember the English when they used to come.
They can't anymore.
Yeah, but Badass Bob was the head guy. And they used to leave their guns here because what they had to shoot over there, you could have cap and ball guns. So you birdie actually made a single action Colt style gun in cap and ball. And they have become quite collectible because it's such an oddball wackadoo kind of a thing. And they would shoot with them and then come here and compete at the world championship level with guns that they hadn't seen in 364 days.
Gee.
Don, we got to go. Thanks so much for the call.
It's a good call.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay,
thanks,
take care.
So I like the Homesteader. Just want you to know.
Oh, I love this song. Frank Lloyd Wright, Simon and Garfunkel. Absolutely love. One of the best albums ever made. All right, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on the...
Gunslinger Syndicated Radio Network.
And us and Simon and Garfunkel will be back right after this.
Yeah, we will.
All of the nights we harmonize till dawn.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California.
Okay. Your jaw dropped.
Apparently so. Welcome back. Okay, this is our second and power-packed hour. Okay, and why we play the intro again is because...
we've got our other affiliates out in San Bernardino and Phoenix, I believe.
Yeah, and that's 590 a.m. out in San Bernardino. And, of course, San Diego stays with us along with the KRLA the whole 2 hours. But Phoenix now, because of the time change, there was a... show already in that spot, so they only get the second hour. So, hello, everybody.
Welcome back. And if you're just joining us, don't forget we have streams going on, so if you want to leave your comments and your questions on there, we are up on both on Rumble and on Facebook Live. Our YouTube has been down for a bit, but just search out Gunslinger Radio.
Yep. Get us on the other.
And we'd love to get phone calls from you guys. What's the number?
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
One more time.
866-870-5752. We're waiting for your call.
All right. So where were we now?
Well, let me see. All we're over the place. We're talking about how often do you clean a CCW weapon?
Never.
And that's a, well.
Well, it's an infamy.
Failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
Yeah.
What's your recommendation?
Honestly, on a gun that you carry and that is so important, that thing should be cleaned at all times. Mm-hmm. I'm just a lazy ass and I don't get it done.
But you make a really good point. And when you're carrying something, especially if it's close on your person, it can get sweaty, it can get a little bit grungy. Mm-hmm. You mentioned pocket lint. And
oh, yeah.
The better the firearm is, the more precise it tends to be manufactured. Mm-hmm. And there's no wiggle room for what happens if I get some thread caught in it or a piece of lint that impedes the action.
Absolutely.
That stuff matters.
I always compare them to tools. These are tools. The better care you keep of your tools, the better they're used and the longer they're used.
I'll tell you what. This is a true story. We had a gentleman come into the shop. This is a year and a half ago. This guy was – it was a warm day, and the guy was wearing short sleeves, and his forearms were horribly, horribly scarred. Horribly, horribly scarred. And something obviously tragic had befallen this guy in the course of conversation. We found out that he was a security guard at a Home Depot. And they had a guy come in who picked up a machete and started swinging it around, and the security guard did his job and confronted the guy and at one point unholstered his duty weapon. And the gun was so dirty and so grungy it not fired. Ooh. And it gave the guy with the machete enough time to start carving stakes out of this guy.
Oh boy.
Keep your firearms clean and ready to go because, yes, it is like a tool, but this is a tool upon which, you know, if your drill doesn't work, gosh darn it, we'll go get some sharper drills.
What was the security guard on the Andy Griffith Show? Oh, he sat in the corner of the bank. He's always asleep.
Always asleep.
And he pulls out that Colt single action. He pulls a trigger, and every part goes in a different direction.
That's kind of
me. All right. Hey, we got a caller from Phoenix. Jimmy, I'm just going to go ahead and let you handle it. Say hello.
Hey, Farmer Tice. How are we doing this evening?
Great.
Great to hear from you.
Just got back from Ben Avery today. Saw all types of guns as I usually do.
Well, they had a big expo out there.
Oh wow!
Boogie was there.
Oh no kid.
Mostly guns that you don't have in California. A lot of AK-47s and AR-15s and Uzis and guns I never even heard of before. But one gun that stands out in my mind that I occasionally see is the Woodsman Special.
Colt?
You never hear that talked about anymore.
Colt Woodsman?
Well, there's three types of Woodsman Specials that were made, I heard, and I was reading about it, and it was one of Hemingway's favorite guns.
Are you saying Woodson or Woodman?
Woodsman.
Okay, yeah, it's a Colt Woodsman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool little 22.
And it was one of Colt. Do you Do you run across those in your auctions very often?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
We probably have five in
some really nice ones.
Yeah. Yeah, the Colt Match Target Woodsman is probably one of the finest. Not quite as good as a Model 41 Smith, but it's a real close second.
Yeah.
What's the approximate price that you see them for?
They can go anywhere from just an absolute shooter grade, being, you know, little bluing left, but, you know, at least a good shooter, go for $600-700. Whereas you could get a Safe Queen in its original box with the elephant ear grips, and that could get well over $2,000. So they kind of run the gamut.
Yeah, that's one gun I have my eye on for my son. Mm-hmm. But he has several 22 pistols, but that's the one that I've always wanted when I was a kid too.
Sure.
I see that you're going to have a lot of your play in California with, now I see past Proposition 1, which is going to be adding more homeless shelters out there, and then they're going to increase that. I heard they're going to have to create a bureaucracy to regulate them because they're allowing drug addicts to have their own place to live. And I hear that they're also going to be working on raising the sales tax again, too.
You got to fund all this stuff somehow, baby. Welcome to California. Yeah. Welcome to Gavin Newsom's world. Welcome to one of the chief hopes for the Democrats in November.
And welcome to Gunslingers, where we do fun with firearms and we don't talk about politics.
Well, if you don't like California, you can always come to Arizona. We'll welcome you.
Appreciate it.
As long as you don't like Newsom.
Well, nobody here does either.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, Farmer.
Anyway, nice talking to you.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Farmer Ties.
All right, so.
Okay, here we go. But, you know, it's nice having Kirk kind of as our go-to guy here. Mm. Colt Huntsman didn't have the last round stay open. The Colt Woodsman did.
Yeah, that sounds
there
right.
There you go.
And then,
Coolitos.
And even with the match target, there's different versions of those. Some of them have that horrible magazine release at the bottom, and some of them don't. And, man, the ones on the bottom, that's such a pain in the butt. It's a little hook at the bottom of the grip that you have to unhook. And if it's a little chilly outside, that thing
gouges.
Never fails to rip off a chunk of skin off your finger. Oh, and by the way, that opens up a line at...
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
Our call-in callers are a little sleepy tonight. What's going on with these guys?
You know what's something going on tonight? You guys watching TV? Well, we have all the people. Our Facebook is up. I mean, our YouTube is up now. So in case we have Mr. Enigma back on there. So we have everything's up and running. So if you guys want to leave your questions or anything on there, please feel free.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of YouTube... I just got the bless you, Jimmy. He's going to go for 5 minutes here. I forgot.
Stuffed it.
Yeah. Gunslinger Auctions, I'm going to start next week doing snippets, and we're going to start doing about every other day firearms that are coming up in auction. They're going to be like a 1 or 2 minute snippet of stuff. So next week I will have all the info for you so you can go. It's the same channel that Mark and I did Epic Guns on and a bunch of other stuff. So look for that.
Gunslinger Auctions is still the same. It's Gunslinger Auctions Radio now.
Okay.
So it's updated.
We're going to be putting those up starting this week, and again, I'm going to be on Gun Guy TV tomorrow.
Gun Guy TV with Joel.
Real interesting to see what that's all about. And real quick, let's get to Bob in Thousand Oaks. Bob, what can we do for you?
Hi, I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
I have a World War II Mosin-Nagant collectible. I have a 1950 SKS from the Tula Armory. I'm trying to get a Russian-made AK-47 model for my collection. Mm-hmm. Finding it rather difficult to have anybody, even though I win the bids online, having difficulty having anybody willing to ship it to California. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend?
Well, here's what you do, okay? You know those stupid flags that you put on the grip?
You got to put one of those on.
Yeah, what you do when you're the winning bidder online, when you talk to them on the phone, tell, I'm going to send you something that's going to make that perfectly legal. Mail that to them. Have them install it. It will be perfectly legal for anybody in California to accept it. And you're covered. And you can do your DROS paperwork and everything. Everything will be fine.
I thought so, too, because I won one for $2,000. Mm-hmm. And at the last second, he says, my FFL won't ship it to California. I said, I'll send you the paddle. Mm-hmm. No big deal.
Well, that
there are some that have a bias.
Yeah, there are some that just don't want to go through because you know you have to send this
the letter.
Yeah, the CLFC letter,
which all you have to do is ask for.
Yeah, and
you fill out the paperwork.
It takes 30 seconds, but you know some people are just like our last caller, just hate California with a passion. And what are you going to do? Right. It just is what it is. So,
I think I should be more persistent and just tell them, hey.
Yeah,
I'll ship you the paddle, or I'll even venue the money.
And to be honest, anybody
on Amazon and ship it to me.
Yeah, anybody that would turn $2,000 down for that firearm is a knucklehead. And
that's the going price now for
a Russian.
Typical,
wow,
I think I had a 1969 Tula Armory. I won. No,
nope.
And he said he went to 3 FFLs in Florida, and he still wouldn't.
Wow.
And I said, with the paddle on there, it's featureless.
Crazy. Well, you know, believe it or not, now this is going to blow your mind, but it does not have to go FFL to FFL. It can go from a person to an FFL. Yeah, as long as that person puts a photocopy of their driver's license, an FFL can accept that.
Yep.
Most people don't think so, but that is the law. You do not have to send FFL to FFL.
Hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that's the way I had an FFL here. He said, I'll accept it. I just can't get them to ship it. I don't want to, bump heads with another FFL in another state. So
yeah, well, I get it. But
I appreciate the advice.
Okay. Bob, thanks for the call.
That's why you called the show.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care. And people are going to fight me on that, but I am right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had to throw a little Jim Croce in there. You know his guitar player that
Murray.
Plays on this? Yeah, went down in the same plane. It was such a shame.
Bummer.
Such talent went down in that plane. Anyway, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Syndicated Radio Network.
You're damn right. We'll be back right after this.
Gosh, you said you knew well and sometimes hated.
Hey, it's Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shop and Auctions. I believe in America, and I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe it's every American's right to protect themselves and their family. I also believe in gun safety and getting the best possible advice on firearms. So if you want to buy or sell pistols or rifles, ammo, and supplies, GunslingerAuctions.com is the place to go. My staff and I have decades of experience and knowledge. We'll give you great advice on your firearms and informed insights on what firearms to purchase. Plus, Gunslingers has huge gun auctions several times a year. Our next auction is May 19th, where you can bid on outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. Go to Gunslinger Auctions to learn more or call me at 714-939-1172 for location, hours, directions, videos, past Gunslinger show programs, info on firearms, ammo, and our next big auction on May 19th. Go to GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Once more, Gunslinger Auctions! .com.
I want you to cry.
Okay.
The inner Joe Cocker has been unleashed.
Welcome back.
Oh, that's two of my all-time favorites right there. Dang it.
Hard to tell by watching you guys.
Out and in.
You say you're sorry. After being so untrue. Did it to you.
Hey.
It's a trap.
I'm sure that sounds really good over the air.
It's a trap.
Anyway, where were we? Okay, let's get to Howard in L.A. Howard, what can we do for you, sir?
Yes, the Ruger 44 Magnum carbine, was that a blowback-operated weapon?
That's a fair question, and I think it was a delayed blowback.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I know the gun, and I know the original one came with a tube-fed mag and held, I think, 5, and then they came out with a Deer Slayer with the rotary mag.
Which is a good program.
But off the top of my head... I want to say it was a straight blowback because it's very similar in action to
the... It had to weigh a ton.
Because I was thinking, why don't they make it... I talked to you about this on another show, in 357 Magnum.
Well, they're not even making it in 44 Magnum anymore.
Well, they stopped that in about the 70s.
Yeah. Well, they came out with it again, but they used a box mag for it so that you could take it out hunting. But they stopped production on it. But it's one of those things.
Gas ports.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, that's what I was looking up. Gas pistons.
So it was a gas gun.
And I guess that's one of the problems with it.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things. There just probably wasn't enough interest in it.
Yeah. I didn't tell the lady or whoever answered the phone. Every time Rick comes on, I get motivated and depressed.
Oh, I know.
Well, the motivated is I call up CRPA and talk to Katie or Aaliyah and donate some more money.
Good on you.
Thank you, man. That keeps that train moving forward because we are winning.
Yeah, we are winning.
We need to keep those people in the ring.
Pardon?
James at that the CRPA meet. Mm-hmm. I keep trying to bring up the idea of running a write-in candidate that can simply state, I'm for the Second Amendment, for lower taxes, and not hiring people that work for the government to not do anything.
Yeah.
Get my vote.
Right.
Well,
simple
I'm looking
plan.
For somebody, because I can't deal with people in government. There's this guy back east, Nick Freitas. I'm not saying his name right.
Good cat.
But he is like you, but he's also in the Virginia legislature.
Yeah.
He's an ex-Special
Forces.
Ex-Special Forces, and he went into politics, and he can state things clearly.
Wow.
Where Kamala Harris talks in circles.
Yeah, man, makes no sense. Just think how incredibly lucky we are that we don't get half the government we pay for.
Oh, geez. Are we getting a discount? Jeez.
Yeah. Anyway, Howard, thanks for the call.
And thank you.
You bet. Take care now.
And now we're squared away on Melissa's favorite fire. It's a gas gun, the 44.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she talks about that often. Yep. Okay.
Happy birthday to her, too.
Is it her birthday?
I believe so.
You ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Melissa. Happy birthday to you.
All
wow.
Right. And
I don't know what kind of gift that was.
Well,
it's wrapped.
Let's just put it this way. Phone lines are now open.
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
I blew my wad on the Joe Cocker. All right, let's get to Eric in Riverside. Eric, what can we do for you? Hello.
Hello?
There you are.
Oh, this is Ed.
It says Eric on its screen. Sorry, Ed. What can we do for you?
Oh, sorry. I wondered if he understood me, but Ed. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. I had one question, and then you raised another one when you during the break when you were advertising the store and the upcoming auction. Mm-hmm. The announcement says May 19, but on KTIE, I have heard announcements that say now it's May 27th. Which is the correct date?
It's May 19th. We'll have to get over to KEIE and fix that.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that May 27th announcement a couple of times.
Oh, boy.
Or somebody's
trailering off you.
Kevin, you hear that in there? Kevin's Kevin's off.
Okay. Well, but the question that I called in to ask was, when we go to these auctions, do you take any form of payment?
Pretty much, yeah. Cash, check, or card.
Gold to bloom.
Yeah.
Okay, card. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And pay at the time or Yeah, pay at the time of pickup. No. If we're purchasing a gun that has to be waited on.
Yeah, no, pay at, before you leave, and then you can head from there over to the shop and start your paperwork.
That starts right the process.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
And one other. You, the announcement mentioned a phone number, a 714 number,
mm-hmm.
and it was only mentioned once. I couldn't catch it all.
Well, you got a pencil? I'll give it to you right now.
Got it in my hand.
Okay, it's 714-939-1172. I'm
and
still
this
choking
is the number
over
of what?
Nine.
The orange store.
172.
Yeah. And if you lose the paper, just go to gunslingerauctions.com. Everything you want to know is right there.
All right.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your show and everything you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the call. And make sure you call 590 and tell them, make us 2 hours out there.
There you go.
Okay.
Okie doke. Thanks.
Will do.
You bet. Thank you.
Get both barrels.
Man, I'm dying over here. Joe Cocker about killed me.
Maybe a cough drop?
I already got one.
You blew it out doing Joe Cocker. That guy, how did that guy do two nights in a row?
How did he do two songs in a row?
Right? How did he finish out a night?
I will give you AC/DC.
Oh, man. Forget about it.
It's trained.
No idea.
Man.
Take it, Jimmy. Well, just in case anyone wants to call in right now or you want to get up on any of the streams, all three streams are up right now, Facebook Live, Rumble, and YouTube. Just search out Gunslinger Radio. You'll find us one way or another. Look for our sweet, sweet logo. You'll get us there. Or you can call in right now. That's going to be 866-870-5752.
All right, and we got Rick in Gardena. Rick, what can we do for you, sir?
Hey, nice harmony, you guys.
You're being very generous.
Yeah. No, I thought it was very sweet.
Thank you.
Hey, I've got a question. I'm looking to buy a new rifle, but I need to have it shipped out of state to a gunsmith I know in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So how would I wind up doing that?
Well, if you can send a firearm to a dealer, a manufacturer, or a repair station on your own, and then they can send it right back to you. As long as it's a repair station, they can send it right back to you. So you can send it to the gunsmith, he fixes it, and then sends it right back. If you go into a dealer then has to put it into his book, and then he ships it out, and then they get sent back to him, and in order to get it out of his book, he then has to do a registration, which is a pain in the you-know-what, so it's just better to send it yourself. Yep. Make sure you put a photocopy of your driver's license in it, and the gunsmith will be just fine.
Okay, because I was looking at FedEx and UPS, and it just said you have to be a licensed dealer to ship, so I wanted to know if that was
correct. And that is them imposing their will upon you.
Mm-hmm.
That is not federal law. That is not DOJ or ATF, anything. That is just them doing that. So take that however you need to take it, if you follow my drift.
What kind of rifle? What are you getting done?
Well, I'm going to be sending it out to Jim, who moved to Arizona.
There you go.
Jim Lincoln?
No longer in Santa Ana, because I would drive down there all the time,
hang out,
eat pretzels, and pet the dog.
Yeah. That was a great hangout, wasn't it?
One of my dearest friends.
Yeah, hung out there
good
quite
band.
A bit.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking to get an Uberti, looking for the short rifle.
Ooh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm going to start calling him for you tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate that because I called my friend Jeff and I said, can you find me one?
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, Rick.
He'll do you right.
Music's playing. We got to go. Call me on Tuesday and I'll tell you what I found out. All right?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Talk to you later. All right. Little Jimmy and Little Wing. Right here on the radio.
Gunslinger Syndicated Radio Network.
And we'll be back right after this.
Sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised.
All right, let's everybody do the song.
The place where he
Welcome back, everybody, to the Oh Brother, Where the Heck Are We show.
Try to find us.
I don't know.
Got to do the phony beard.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Santa Claus me.
Let's get to Paul in Marina Del Rey. Paul, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, you can't hurt that song.
I resemble that remark.
You challenged me.
I was going to say, that sounds like a direct challenge.
I have a Glock 19, and it's the first semi-auto I've ever owned, and I'm wondering if dry-firing it would hurt it.
Nah. No.
No?
No. Dry-firing, the old moniker about dry-firing really is for 22s because they're a rim fire, and because the firing pin sits off to the side, it actually will strike the...
It smashes the rim of the chamber.
Yeah.
The chamber, and you will peen it.
You will do one of two things. You will either break the firing pin or you will smush the chamber so bad that you won't be able to get a bullet in there anymore. But for anything center fire... It's not going to do 100,000 rounds, maybe, because you've just worn the gun out. But center fire does not hurt to dry fire.
Okay, if you have any doubts, get a magazine filled with
cartridge in there or anything.
What's that?
I don't need a fake cartridge in there or anything like that.
You can do that if you want, but
get a magazine. You can buy. Who is it that makes those things? Ammo. Oh, come on, I'm shooting blanks here. No, you can buy dummy. You can buy a magazine full of dummy rounds, snap caps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And many of those have a little tiny spring loaded catch or a little rubber erase or something. You're going to have to rack the slide between shots to get that trigger click anyway. So if it gives you some peace of mind.
Yeah.
Fine. $20.
I'm sure there's some, Charlie Commando out there that thinks I'm full of it by saying that, but I've been doing this for 1,000 years and I have never had an issue with a center fire firing pin and dry firing.
And this is one more important detail. You know, we take it for granted that you take your car in and you get new tires once in a while, you get the oil changed once in a while. It's kind of a badge of honor to use a firearm enough that maybe wore it out.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck's wrong with that? Trust me, for a Glock 19, they make the parts.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot for taking the call, and thanks for the info.
Thank you, sir. Absolutely. Take care, and we'll talk to you again. That was Paul in Marina Del Rey. Such a beautiful place. Okay. Do we have anything, or should we get another call?
Take another call.
All right. Let's get to Bill in L.A. Bill, what can we do for you, sir?
I was just wondering what y'all's take on was the old... Marlin Camp 9s and Camp 45s.
Oh, man.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. I love them. They suck, but
big
I love
butt.
Them.
I was going to say there's a big but. It's an early technology.
Yeah. The especially in the Camp 9, there's so many wackadoo little goofy springs in this thing that, man, you look at it sideways, it will stop working. Plus, it takes, of all things, a Smith & Wesson 9mm high cap mag.
So which, ubiquitous.
Yeah. Which, good luck finding a mag in a 10-rounder and so on and so forth. Now, the 45... one of my favorite guns. I own one. Yeah. I have one, and I've got, remember Freedom Week? He says with it. Yeah. Actually, I've had this thing so long, it was before the law even was a law. But Colt used to make one of
those. Single stack. Yeah, single stack.
Uh-huh. And it holds about 25, and it looks it looks like a monopod sticking out the bottom of the gun. But it's a lot of fun to shoot. And in my auctions, the 9mm, they do okay. They get anywhere $600 to $1,000. But when we get the 45, it's instant $2,000 easily.
For $2,000 for one of those things.
Yeah. So I am obviously not the only one that feels the same
way about it.
About the 45, which is what I try to explain to Ruger every time I see
this. This is a shout out to anybody that makes one of these freaking 9mm carbines, blow it up 30%, turn it into a 45, and you're going to have a license to print money.
Oh, yeah. It's a grand slam. It's not even a two dinger, it's an absolute home run. And why nobody does it is beyond, it's got to be the pressures or something.
Streborg makes one.
Well, yeah, I know, but we haven't seen them yet here. But anyway, Bill, hope that answers your question.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you. Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. Take care now.
So a little thing right now. Because we've had Sheriff Bianco on and stuff. We had a question if we'd ever get Sheriff Barnes of Orange County or if
somebody has a phone number for me, I'm happy to call.
Absolutely. If you have any any of these sheriffs in any of these counties, we'd love to
have law enforcement.
Yes.
Oh, always. I talked with Scott here at the station. He was telling me about Villanueva wanted to come on. But I don't know what he's not the sheriff no more, so I didn't know.
Well,
what
he was the guy. He's the guy who started the process of getting the CCWs,
and
that would be a fun conversation.
Good on him, but
where do you go from there? Well, what led him to do that? You could do 10 minutes on that.
Did we meet him?
Probably
at We tried to get him on before he left and all, didn't we? Meet him at
yeah,
one
we
of the
met
town
him
halls.
At one of the town halls, and he was all set to come on, and he gave me a card, and the card I called, and it was disconnected number or something.
Like Les Bear, Les. Yeah. We need your number, dude.
Yeah,
great to have Les back on.
It would be real good. By the way, we got a couple phone lines open at.
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
We only got about 15 minutes left in the
show.
Get
your calls in now, guys.
So give us a call. And let's get to Carrie in Huntington Beach. Carrie, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great this evening.
Good. Real quick, did you hear what the U.S. federal judge, Sharon Coleman, has mentioned? That illegals carry firearms?
Yeah, we covered that earlier in the show.
With Rick Travis from the CRPA. Yeah, it's problematic. No, no, that's all right. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, and one more real quick. Have you guys heard of... hot rods and handguns.
You're killing us.
Not only heard of it, I've been there. Absolutely beautiful facility. I talked to the owner. Maria and Rick from the CRPA took me there for lunch about a year ago.
Wait.
Hot, nice.
Hot rods, handguns, and hamburgers?
Oh, and it wasn't hamburgers. I had a steak, and it was fantastic.
Field trip. I hear a field trip coming up.
Yeah, well, it was also a little expensive.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, on the inside, that place is beautiful. The man that owns it is a construction contractor, and he spared no expense. This place is absolutely beautiful. And he's big into hot rods, and he's big into guns. So there's both all over the place. So I was in hog heaven, let me tell you.
Whatever did you talk about?
Everything. And I asked him if he'd be on the show, and he said, oh, yeah. And then Maria told me after that he's kind of shy, and he wasn't too sure about it. But I'd love to have him on. But
the friendliest interview he ever does.
Yeah. But true.
You also saw the all the guitars too, right?
Oh yeah,
and there's guitars.
Yep,
it's just big for everyone.
It's just like my house.
Yeah. I'm home.
Take a bib with you.
Add a mop
or two or three. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, love to play. You bet, Carrie. Thanks for the call. Okay, that opens up. We got no more phone calls.
You know what? If we have
this is a first for us in quite some time.
If you have a suggestion as to a range we should go to or an interesting place, I mean, talk to us.
Yeah.
That's why we're here, man.
Give us a call.
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
Otherwise, we're just going to start talking about cowboy action shooting.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Nigma made a real good point for the gentleman who was concerned about dry firing the Glock.
Mm-hmm.
He makes the point that, you know, you have to dry fire it just to take it down.
Yep.
So I think so. Obviously, Glock isn't too worried about it, are they?
Yeah. Again,
good point.
There's as many old wives' tales with firearms as there is anything else. And again, don't do it with a .22 because of the way the gun is. But anything center fire, it's really not going to hurt unless you overdo it, which it will just wear out like anything.
And then you replace the part.
Yeah, you get a new part and so on and so forth. But
okay, on that point. Etiquette for a gun shop. Do you dry fire in store? Do you?
No. Okay. Let me give you a few pointers. Number one, and this is the absolute worst thing ever do in a gun shop. Go in there in camo. You know,
that's such a commando look.
Yeah. It's like, dude, we see you. so don't. Okay.
So not even urban camo?
No camo at all.
Just don't do it.
Number two, if somebody walks in with firearms for sale, leave the dealer alone. Don't go over there. Because I've had this happen. Mm-hmm. And I had it happen recently where a guy came in and said, put some firearms on the counter and said, I'm looking to sell these. And the guy kind of waddled.
How much you want?
Yeah. And I said, sir, do you have a license here? No. Sir, do you want to be shot in the face? I didn't say that, but I
quietly thought, inside voice, Jeff. Yeah, inside voice.
Well, I was thinking more ace, but, you know. Anyway, don't ever do that. And I don't recommend you dry firing without asking.
Please.
The other thing, never take a gun apart.
Disassembling it. That's a favorite.
I can't tell you how many times. Can I take this apart? You know how to put it back together? Oh, yeah. And they take it apart. And,
oh, how many times have you seen
that? Is that what that button does?
Way too many times. All right, we got 1 minute left in the.
So that's all useful bits of protocol. Be polite. I got, ask questions.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll save it for after the break, but I got one question from Ken Dawson on here. The best cowboy pistol for single axle action shooting?
Oh, Ruger Vaquero.
Boom. It's easy.
Not even the best. It's the only.
You can get into the game with one of the Ubertis or the Pietas, and those things are just fine. But at some point, if you decide you really want to, you like
really
shooting.
Plain.
Better quality control, a much longer lifespan, better firearm.
Almost indestructible.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another great song. Little Junk from Paul McCartney. All right. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Syndicated Radio Network.
And like my voice, we'll be right back.
Yeah, we will.
Hey, Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shops here. If you want to buy, sell, or trade a firearm, come to GunslingerAuctions.com to learn how. We've got fantastic selections on pistols, rifles, high-tech, and military firearms, plus skeet, trap, holsters, ammo by the box, reloading supplies, laser sights, and all the extras you need. If you have a gun collection and you'd like to sell for a big profit, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Our staff has decades of experience in appraisals, consignments, antiques, and more, with honesty and unmatched customer service. Our next auction is on May 19th, where you can bid on over 700 outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. So if you're buying, selling, or trading a firearm or entire collection, go to GunslingerAuctions.com or give me a call, 714-939-1172. To learn more about our huge gun auction May 19th, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com.
Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the southern girls with the way they toss, they keep the boyfriends warm at night.
Yeah, baby. All right, welcome back. Last segment already.
Man.
Fastest 2 hours in radio,
and
folks.
Now we got to wait a whole week before we do this again. I tell you. We got a couple more phone calls during the break. Let's get to Ryan and Downey. Ryan, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm interested in a revolver for concealed carry.
Mm-hmm.
Five round of what your recommendation might be, something lightweight. I'm thinking I prefer a revolver because I have one at home.
And sure.
That's something, if I'm going to conceal carry, still a good choice. Want to be able to.
Well, do you want stainless or do you want blue?
Stainless.
Okay, the Smith & Wesson 642.
Or
okay.
The Model 60?
Model 60 is heavy.
I'm thinking, which is the five-shot 357?
Well, that's I believe that is a Model 60.
It's obviously not an air weight.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You load that with
38s? He said light though, so that would be the air weight, and that would be the
what?
The Model 642.
If you can handle the recoil,
yeah, they do. You know, the lighter the gun, the more recoil you're going to feel. So
okay,
there is that.
How do you feel about the bodyguard?
Yeah, that's about what I'd be looking for. I'm also interested. I've heard about the Ruger. Ruger has one.
The LCRs,
the alloys.
Yeah, if they are real light and oddly. Kind of larger and bulky. The grips
are kind of fat. Yeah. And again, it's usually the width that betrays you.
If I were to go that away, my first step would be the K6S Kimber, because I actually have one of those on my CCW.
That's a good flat little six-shot.
And it's a six-shot 357, yeah. But if you want something nice and lightweight, I would absolutely recommend the Smith & Wesson.
642.
Yeah, the 442 is blue, the 642 is a stainless.
Besides the one you guys have been recommending, I saw it on the list as well, is the Ruger SP-101.
SP-101's a great gun.
That is a great gun, but man. Heavy. Is that a brick?
For a carry, yeah. It'd be a it's a tank. Anchor.
You better wear suspenders if you're going to carry that. Anyway, Ryan, I hope, did that help you?
That did, and I went to my first auction a month or so ago, your auction.
Excellent.
It was the very first one I attended. It was a lot of fun, very interesting. Everybody was very helpful. I got a chance to meet you. I didn't buy anything because I didn't know enough yet.
Hey, May 19th, right around the corner.
And you can talk to
the next one, and I'll be buying.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for the call, Ryan.
You have some things like that in the auction? Yeah. Some good bread and butter?
Always do. All right, real quick, let's get to Patcham over in Chino. How are you?
Hey.
Hi, I'm doing very well.
Good to hear, Brian.
Hey, I got a quick question. So I broke the spring on the gate on my Vaquero. Mm. Is that something that I've never taken apart my Vaquero because I'm kind of like, there's too many springs in there that I understand just go flying.
It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. Okay. You're going to need the...
Is it an old model or a new model?
It's one of the good numbers. That's all I can tell you.
510, 512?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Okay, so it's an older model. Those ones are pretty easy to take down. You'll need a screwdriver to get the grips off, and then you push that little tab up to get the mainspring off, and you pull the plunger out, the hammer plunger out.
Need a paper clip and a fork.
Yeah, and it, bring it by the shop, and I'll give you a hand with it. All right?
Okay.
Get that help at Turner's.
Do I just call Ruger down in Phoenix and just say send me a part, or?
You can, and they'll probably just tell you to send the gun to them, and they'll fix it and send it right back to you. The only thing is, have you done other work to it?
It's the competition gun I use.
This is then yeah, listen to Jeff.
You're going to want to tell them, don't touch anything else.
Because they will replace it yourself.
Yeah, they will try and put it back to stock.
They send it back factory, and then I got to
Yeah. Well, luckily, on a Ruger, there's not a whole lot of you have to do. You change the trigger spring and the mainspring, and it's pretty much back to woohoo. Unless you've done
the hammer reserve. Taking out the transfer bar.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but bring it by. We'll give you a hand.
All right. Because I'm time sensitive. I got Jay Champion coming up end of next month.
Oh.
3 weeks.
So good luck, Ryan.
You don't want to be messing around too much.
Okay. And, you know, another thing, I'll put you in touch with Shotgun Boogie or Jim Lincoln, and you could probably get it over to them. They're just over in Arizona. Get it to them. They'll get it right back to you, fixed and ready to rock, and they won't touch anything. They'll probably just make it better. All right.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Have fun tomorrow with the TV guy.
Thank you, sir.
That should be brilliant.
And have a good show.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Uh-huh, you bet. All right. Okay.
We've got a couple questions.
Yeah.
First thing, Kirk says, I'll pitch in sponsorship money for another hour. And Mr. Pfeiffer says, how much dough is needed for more or less for an hour of advertising on your show? So we'll make that information available.
Give me a call at the shop, 714-939-1172. I'll explain that. We are looking to expand, and the thing is it's such a tough market because of what we do, even though people love it. I mean, I have made two different buzz reels over the last 12 years for a television show. The first one we did with old Warren, Pico, and everybody loved that. I can't tell you how many TV stations called me. I'm not going to say the History Channel, but the History Channel, five times I was up to bat with these guys, and they love it. And then chicken out.
Yeah.
You know, last minute.
It's such a sensitive topic.
I got an email from them saying, we are sending our lawyers out to sign contracts next week, and we will start the pilot on the following week. And then there was a school shooting, and boom, gone, done. Who are you? Never heard of you.
Nope. Wash my hands with that.
I was in – anyway, long story short, this is the thing that we're running up against always.
Yep.
I actually had a production company call me and say, we love your show. They they liked me for some reason. I don't get that either. But
oh, you're charming.
Meh. Anyway, they said, can you do anything else?
Well, I tap dance. What? What do you mean, can I do anything else?
That's what I said. It's like what?
You love the band. Jaws. If you'll just replace the bass player and the guitar player and the keyboard player, the singer's got to go.
Yeah. Just leave that drum kit and you're ready to rock. So it's been a tough road to hoe, and we found a home here that, you know, they like us here, I think.
Yeah, I hope so. We love all the production guys. We have a great team here.
Yeah, and then, you know, there are other auction companies, of course, but I don't want to give out commercials for my competition.
Depending, though.
Yeah, but like in Phoenix, I wouldn't have a problem with that. You know, gun shop in San Diego, I wouldn't have a problem with that. You know, there's room enough for everybody, and a high tide floats all boats,
you know,
so on and so forth. I don't have any problem with that. So if anybody wants to actually be a sponsor on the show, feel free to give me a call, and I'll run it over with you.
Toothpaste, or wheel bearings, with it. model airplane parts. I mean,
we were doing the CW insurance company for a while.
We had Frontier Leather for a bit right now.
Matt did that for a couple of weeks. Tried to explain to him, Matt, when I first started on radio, I was just doing my own commercials, and I was doing them on Rush Limbaugh on another station, mm-hmm. and it took about 3 months.
Takes a while for it to catch on.
Yeah,
it
and does. Then all of a but sudden, then, it was just unbelievably, you know, Katie barred the door because everybody was calling me over this. You know, and I actually, my favorite call, you ready for this? Because I always start, I'm going to back off the mic, but hey, it's Jeff from
Auctions.
And a guy calls and goes, can you stop doing that? I wear earbuds in my phone, and you blow my eardrums out every time your commercial comes on.
Cheer down, mister, and no more Joe Cocker.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it. Anyway, so some of the fun things we've been through.
Hey, listen, there's a real kind of a network and a team. Yes, we're definitely a team. But you know what? So are the people that listen, the people that call, the people that participate on the various social media outlets.
Best audience
on
radio.
For example, for the gentleman who is concerned about finding a spring for the Ruger, you can get them through Jack First.
Oh,
Jack First has old model Ruger loading gate springs. Mm-hmm. That's from Eric Peterson. Thanks, man.
There you go.
All on the same team here.
Yeah. Well, last week, the guy called in about the Corvette, and then we had a guy call in.
And said, hook me up with him?
And this week, the guy with the Corvette came into the shop.
Hey.
So, go figure. Yeah, he came by to say hello. And we
That's get, so cool.
We,
I love that.
Yeah, we get that periodically. Folks will come in, and they always, where's the radio guy? And I was like, well, that's him in the corner. See that poster?
Yeah.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I thought he'd be better looking, too.
Why are the people
that's why
that,
I'm on radio, you jerk.
Why do the people that we work with
bolts of lightning
always think that we're way more well-known than we are?
Yeah, there you go. There get that thing. Good. That belongs on the range, okay? That's the old fat me, and I look horrible. And get that thing out of my life forever.
Home on. Or get it Photoshopped. Let's get going. Who here knows?
Give it to me. I'm taking it to the range next time I go. I'll cut you guys out. I won't shoot at you, but I'm shooting at me. And then I'm going to put an effigy of Kevin right behind it.
Yeah. Man, you were a lot paler back then, too.
Oh, what? I am so washed out in that picture. I don't understand it. Oh, well, go figure.
The old camera, pictures, man.
Yeah, that's 55 pounds heavier.
The camera will put 50 pounds on you and make you 4 shades
so
lighter.
So those I'm 105 pounds, which is saying, holy mackerel.
You look a lot more slender on radio.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
You sound it, too.
Radio subtracts 10 pounds. You know how TV adds it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but what a great show. Hey, thanks for everyone on all of our streams, Rumble, Facebook, and YouTube. You guys are the best audience. And thanks for all the calls tonight.
Yeah, always, always.
We do enjoy this, man. We enjoy this. We love providing the information and supporting the Second Amendment.
And we couldn't do it without you guys, that's for sure and for certain. So appreciate you tuning in, telling your friends, and getting more folks to listen to the old Gunslinger right here on
the Gunslinger Syndicated Radio Network.
We got about a minute and a half left.
Thank you for the CRPA and Rick Travis again. Always a pleasure having him on and all the work he does. You guys should show your support there as much as you can here.
Yeah, we've got well over 5,000 new members to the CRPA.
I like that. That's worth the golden bear. Yeah. I want to shout out Michael Kelly. I was playing with him earlier in Laguna, and he cut me loose a little bit early so I would make sure that I got here on time. And I'm going to shout out Hennessy's and Laguna Beach for you. There you go.
No, all right.
Maybe they should advertise.
Yeah, Mark had a gig He's still chasing that dragon.
I did the gig. I told you I felt like I was 18. Mm. When I was a young man, I played in a rock band, and I would take my ancient BSA 441 Victor or my BSA Thunderbolt. I had a Kramer headless guitar, a little Galleon crew. Remember those little the two 8-inch speakers? I would strap that on the back, and I would go, and I would do rehearsals, and I would do gigs in Hollywood with that because you couldn't drive or park in Hollywood. I did the same thing today with an acoustic freaking guitar down to Laguna Beach, got back, made it to the show in time.
Very good.
Hysterical. And don't really want to do it again.
Yeah. Next week is Easter, and we're still going to be here, folks. So tune in next week right here on
The Gunslinger Radio Network. We'll be
syndicated.
Syndicated.
Someone just told me the same thing.
See you guys next week. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Love you. God bless.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.